Welcome to Bellingham Technical College's new podcast from the Money Smarts Financial Wellness Program. I'm your host, Matt Benoit, and each episode, I'll be talking with BTC students, BTC staff, community professionals, and financial experts about financial literacy and wellness in order to help listeners navigate resources in the community and empower themselves financially. We'll get to hear from real students, mentors, and experts on how to research and tackle issues most students are facing. That includes debt, paying for college, balancing a budget, and saving for the future. We'll break down some common misconceptions about our finances as well. Our goal here is to provide insights, realistic financial strategies, and solution-based advice that students can apply to their own lives so they can achieve a higher degree of financial understanding and security. So today's Money Smarts topic is how BTC's Money Smarts mentorship program works and how we learn about our own finances. Today, I'm here with BTC student and Money Smarts mentor Jalen Boyden. Thanks for being here. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing good. So first of all, you are you're a BTC student. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been a student here?
I think 2 years, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you focused on as far as your education is concerned?
So I started out for dental hygiene, but I'm actually going to be starting the dental assisting program in fall.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And so you are a Money Smarts mentor. So tell us a bit about the Money Smarts program and why you decided to get involved with it.
So the Money Smarts program is actually a student mentoring program. So I'm a student, and then all the other mentors are students as well. And then we've gone through some trainings by like banks, local banks, and just financial aid people who are at BTC, and they just give us a lot of information, basic information. And then students are allowed to sign up with us with the program, and basically we meet once a week with everyone, and they give us their questions, and we go out, research it if we don't know anything, or we take whatever we learned from training and share that knowledge with the students and kind of help them guide, like, what are their next steps, what they can do with their situations and all that. So basically the program is, like, mentee-guided.
So how's it been? So how long have you been a part of it now?
I started from the very beginning. So they started in fall last year.
Okay. So I imagine being that, you know, the oft-used phrase is that if you teach, you tend to reinforce your learning quite a bit. So mm-hmm. obviously, I'm sure you're learning just as much as the students are in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah. So I actually did not know anything about finances or whatever, money, anything related. But my boyfriend graduated with a business degree. So he knows all that stuff, and he's actually thinking about going into the military, so I might have to have all that on my shoulders. So I kind of figured they're looking for mentoring, and I'm actually a mentor with the STAR program here at BTC, so I had that in my pocket, and I was just learning as I go kind of thing.
You mentioned the STAR program. That's an acronym. What does that stand for?
Yeah, so STAR is a BTC coaching program for students. It stands for Success Coaching, Tutoring, Academic Support, and Resources.
Are there any specific moments that stand out to you that have been particularly insightful for both you and the people you've been helping learn about financial literacy?
I think just doing research. Students don't realize that, like, all the knowledge they need is available to them. They just need to know, like, what questions to ask. And that's what I've been able to do for them. And I've connected with my resources through the trainings and through BTC's, like, financial aid, just asking them the right questions or giving them the situations that the students have given me. And then they'll tell me, okay, go ask so-and-so this question, and I get the answers through that, and then I can relay that to the students. So that's been pretty big.
So
obviously you said you came into the program not knowing a lot about financial literacy, so it's been a rather large learning experience for you. But prior to this, how did you learn about finances? Was it from your parents, friends, a significant other? How did you learn about budgeting, debt, paying for college before this training?
So growing up, my parents had me super early. So my dad's his saying, I guess, for life is the whole YOLO thing. Mm-hmm. And so he just spends his money like willy-nilly. And so I've noticed that that wasn't like a helpful and healthy way of living. So I actually went to his brother, who is very well like stabled. He's in the military and he's just like going up in life, basically. And he has like taught me about like budgeting and all that stuff, just like the basics as a student. And then through the mentoring program with STAR, they like kind of introduced me to growth mindset. And so from there, I was doing my own research, and then I just got obsessed with looking up successful people and what they do. And so I've kind of just gone from there, and it's and doing this research and knowing other people's questions in life with finances, like, that's helped me find those answers and look for those questions and all that. So that's been super helpful.
Is there any one thing you've maybe learned from the Money Smarts mentorship program that you've applied to your own life?
That you can actually ask a lot of questions and people know the answers to. And if once you ask the questions to the right people, they can help you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just, like, sit in your room and wonder, like, is this possible? You can go out there and connect with people, and you can solve problems.
So don't be afraid to ask questions.
Exactly, yeah.
When you talk about your own experiences and the fact that, you know, let's say your dad wasn't the best influence on budgeting, but your uncle may have been a better influence, I guess, whose responsibility do you think it is to teach young people about money? Should it fall on the shoulders of parents? Or are there family members, or should this knowledge kind of, you know, should you be required to learn as much about it in high school and college as you can? What do you think?
I think it would be a good mixture of both would be the best answer to that. Because through my research and, like, what I've listened to, I've heard that people who are in better financial standings, they learn a lot because their parents went through it, and they know exactly what to tell their kids what to do and, like, how to set themselves up. Because one of the key things of being financially stable is starting early. And who's telling you these things when you're young? Your parents. So I think a mixture of, like, your parents coming in and telling you, like, the basics, these are what you need to start on now for, like, savings. Because if you started saving, like, $100 when you're 18, like, every month, you would be, like, a millionaire by the time you retire. But, I mean, those are, like, little things, but it definitely adds up. But I think also school. I've heard, like, my parents, they said that we had home ec, and they would teach them how to write checks and balance a checkbook and all that stuff. And I don't know how to do any of that. So I'm ashamed on that. But I think the school system needs to work on their stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, where I went to high school, I ended up taking, I think my junior or senior year, just as an elective, I took a personal finance class.
Oh, nice.
You know, in which you do learn, you know, how to balance a checkbook, like just normal budget conscious things. Mm-hmm. Which I think was very helpful, but again, it was an elective, it's not required of anyone.
Right.
So you could totally avoid that learning path if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, considering it's something that pretty much everyone needs to know, is not a great way to have it set up, I guess. You know, I think in college, I graduated a few years ago, I don't recall doing any personal financial stuff. Just, you know, I guess you kind of learn as it's thrown at you. Mm-hmm. With loans and grants, and then with having to schedule your classes and how you spend your money, and it all becomes very, because in high school it could still be theoretical, you know. Mm-hmm. The stuff you do in a class is theoretical, but once you're in college, you're on your own, and
it's
real world as you go learning. So,
which is, I feel like, is unfair, because you should have practice runs with everything, right? And then you'll have real life consequences if you mess up.
Obviously, you came in to Money Smarts with some gaps in knowledge. Most of the people who come in as mentees obviously are seeking more knowledge. How do you think Money Smarts help fill in people's financial knowledge gaps?
So actually, most of the time when I have students come to me, our first meeting, they know what they're supposed to do or what direction that they're supposed to go to. They just needed someone to keep them accounted for that direction. Because, I mean, they're students and they have lives, and some of them are even parents. So they're thinking about how to pay their bills, but also what's going to be for dinner and how to do their homework, when to do their homework and all that stuff. So I think having this program really helps people, because we have a meeting every week, which is a pretty good amount of time. They can go to the bank. They can have a meeting with their banker and get to know them. So I think it's more accountability than that. And then when they actually do have questions, I guess I just do the research, and I spend a lot of time doing research because I actually like looking up stuff and like learning more and just connecting with people in the community and just building relationships with people, I guess. So
awesome. So about how many mentees do you take on at any one time?
So at first they were doing, I think I had 4 or 5 people the first quarter, and I stuck with them the whole quarter. And then the most recent quarter, it was just, I met with, I think, 2 or 3 students throughout the quarter. And it was just when they wanted to stop, we would stop. And then I would go on to a next student that was on the wait list. And so they would get all their questions answered. And then they'd be like, all right, thank you. That's all I needed. And I'll see you around. And then I would just move on to the next person.
So for the students you mentored, was it rewarding knowing you were doing all this research and helping students gain financial confidence? I mean, could you see that they were learning and getting a handle on budgeting and understanding about financial matters?
Oh my goodness, yes. That was like my favorite part. I think that's why I am doing 2 mentoring programs, because I love to watch people grow. And the fact that I get to help them with that growth, like, that is a big win for me. So when my students are able to come back and be like, oh my God, I did this. I can't believe I did. You would not have, like, or I wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for you. And I just absolutely love that. And it's like, good, now do more. So that's the best part about mentoring, I think.
So with the new financial knowledge you gained, how do you balance your wants versus your needs?
I think having to define your wants versus your needs first, and then definitely making sacrifices. I think like saving now will help me in the future to have like provide me the wants, I guess. That's a weird way of saying it, but I don't know if that makes sense at all. But
you'll have more wiggle room to afford those wants if you work hard now
and sacrifice all that and live like a more simplistic way.
Mm-hmm. Are there any things you currently do that you feel is helping you achieve that goal?
Well, I'm attempting to not eat out as much and like not spoil myself, I guess, and just live with what I got and kind of just focus on school and get like free activities out of the way kind of thing, and just like explore Washington, get it out of the way, but like enjoy those things instead of like traveling and all that stuff, because I can do that when I'm done and I'm actually working a job, an adult job.
Well, I think we've covered some informative subjects on this episode of BTC's Money Smarts podcast. Thanks, Jalen, for your time and for sharing your story. And thanks for coming in. I think we had fun. We hope you enjoyed this first episode of the BTC Money Smarts podcast, and we invite you back for all our upcoming episodes. We'll have stories, tips, tricks, strategies for financial literacy. I'm Matt Benoit. We'll see you next time.